"Good night, sir," said the policeman, passing on along his beat. There was now a fine cold rain falling, and the wind had risen to a steady blow. The few foot passengers in that quarter hurried dismally and silently along, with coat collars turned high and pocketed hands, and in the door of the hardware store, the man who had come 1,000 miles to fill an appointment with the friend of his youth smoked his cigar and waited. About 20 minutes he waited, and then a tall man in a long overcoat with collar turned up to his ears hurried from the opposite side of the street. He went directly to the waiting man.
"Is that you, Bob?" he asked doubtfully.
"Is that you, Jimmy Wells?"
cried the man in the door. "Bless my heart!" exclaimed the new arrival, grasping both the other's hands with his own. "It's Bob, sure as fate. I was certain I'd find you here if you were still in existence. Well, well, well. 20 years is a long time. The old restaurant's gone, Bob. I wish it had lasted, so we could have another dinner there. How has the West treated you, old man?"
"It has given me everything I asked it for. You changed a lot, Jimmy. I never thought you would get so tall."
"Oh, I grew a bit after I was 20.
"Doing well in New York, Jimmy?"
"Moderately. I have a position in one of the city departments. Come on, Bob, we'll go around to a place I know of and have a good long talk about old times."
The two men started up the street, arm in arm,